producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. They did an outstanding job on election night. They were everywhere and anywhere they needed to be. Unlike the Democrats, who really didn't show up, it was a tsunami of red. Ellen Ratner in the virtual green room. Ellen, what's it like in D.C. now? Was it kind of a malaise for Democrats?
Well, the Democrats are crying in their soup. And that's a big issue, frankly.
Yeah. And what do you've covered politics for a long time. What do you attribute the results of the midterm election to?
Well, it's interesting. I think, first of all, people feel that Obama is too distant from them. And he's not the same kind of guy that we had with President Clinton, where you felt like when you were dealing with him, you were the only person in the room. And so that is a big problem that President Obama has had and had to get over. And there wasn't enough enthusiasm to bring out just a lot of Democratic voters. Then you have places like in Florida where, Charlie Crist, who ran as a Democrat, people felt like he wasn't a real person, and they'd rather have somebody who's, maybe indicted or whatever, almost indicted, rather than having somebody they didn't feel was so real.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Florida thing for sure. Do you think this hurts Hillary Clinton? Because I'm assuming she's the Democratic nominee, so let's just make that leap if she is. Does this hurt her, what's happened in the midterm?
I think she has to decide whether she can win. She certainly can get the Democratic nomination, but can she win? And, of course, she doesn't know who the Republicans are going to put up, so that's a huge issue.
Yeah. All right, now it's the big summit that's happening on Friday. Mitch McConnell, is he gloating over the fact that, hey, now finally I'm the Senate Majority Leader?
He's definitely gloating, but he's trying to reach out and look very nice.
Do you think this works out? Do you think there's any cooperation based on some of the things we've just seen kind of volleyed back and forth?
Well, it's hard to know. We'll see in a couple weeks. After Veterans Day, the Senate and House will come back. They have to pass a budget. They have to deal with ISIS, ISIL. And they also have to deal with the Ebola virus. Now, can they pass a budget? And then what happens in January when these guys take over? We'll see. He says they're going to work them 5 days a week, that they're going to go back to the old Senate rules, that they're going to have more open debate. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime, Ebola, has some of that died down, some of the massive conversation? Because to tell you the truth, Ground Zero in Dallas, it has died down a little bit.
Yes, it has died down, and all we need is one more case for it to ramp up again. Right?
Touche. So true. Absolutely. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so Ellen, scratching the surface there, it's like combat zone in Washington, D.C., and John Boehner jumped right into it, saying to the president, don't burn yourself. Be careful, because now he's flush with extra seats in the House after this midterm election. So because of that, he realizes, and with the Senate the way it is now weighted toward the Republicans, he said, I've made it clear to the Prez, if he acts unilaterally on his own outside of his authority, he will poison the well. This is Boehner's words. And there's going to be no chance for immigration reform moving forward in this Congress. It's as simple as that. This was the first newser on Capitol Hill since House Republicans picked up a dozen seats in the midterms, and the Speaker is absolutely flush with power now because of the fact that you have Republicans as a full House across the board having those majorities. And he also insisted that his pledge, along with the Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to repeal Obamacare wasn't in conflict with the pledge to work with the president, but in response to all that opposition that the law that he heard about around the country, it was time to step up and answer those calls, saying that the American people, you know, pretty much have spoken. And that is absolutely where Boehner stands. I think McConnell stands too as well. And this is also partially, like I said, that combat zone making the move after the president's press conference when he reiterated his plans to take executive action to allow some undocumented workers to stay in the U.S., which Boehner said, the president said, I listened to what happened on Tuesday night. Really? So immigration and Obamacare, two big fat bookends right out there for the taking. And what's going to come in between? I think a load of conversation, and it is going to be loaded as well, because you're going to see that this Congress, once it swings into action, I mean, now you're in the lame duck part of things. So the Democrats will push to get through whatever they can. But then when we swing into the next Congress, all bets are off. I mean, this is it, because things have changed. There's a new wind blowing through D.C. What I think is going to be interesting, and I've said this now for the last couple of days, really, are we going to see much come down the pike, or is it too divisive? Will we just be stuck and not move in any direction? Because you have the power of the pen with the prez, and you have the power of the legislation weighted in favor now of the Republicans. And this president is this is a far different presidency than Bill Clinton, which is exactly what you just heard from Ellen Ratner, who covered that White House. He was different. It was different with him in the sense of how he was with people and how he was with Congress. Even if they attacked him, went after him, tried to impeach him for the Lewinsky thing, if you go back and you look at what some compromises were, there were definitely compromises that I don't think you're going to see this time around with Obama. Now, you know, maybe there'll be a softer tone, maybe, come the middle of next year, but it doesn't feel like it. I really don't think that we're going to end up seeing very much happen out of D.C. other than things that are obviously pretty easy to flow through that almost everybody agrees on. But if it's anything that is weighted in either direction, yeah, very, very doubtful that that's going to happen. Hey, coming up on this edition of America Tonight, so psyched, at the tail end of the hour, we're going to talk to Sean Joffrey. You know, I was gone for a day, it was 2 days last week, where I had a chance to go to a really cool place called Boot Ranch. And, you know, one of the things that I've said this, everybody has to have something that they do, whether it's you shell out a couple of bucks to go see a movie, which is why we do the cheap movie review, or you go and smash a couple of golf balls at the range. And there was actually a big media event that I was invited to, and I wanted to peel back the curtain a little bit so you could see behind it. And this great golfer that I've known for a while now, Hal Sutton, the one guy back in 99 who won with the Ryder Cup team, actually was involved in this golf course called Boot Ranch, and we're going to take you there at the tail end of the hour. They promised not to say how awful my golf game was, so I don't think you're going to get any great insights there. I'm just a public links hacker, like probably the rest of you. All right, stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders. If you want to get to us, go to AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. All roads lead there. Facebook, Twitter, whatever else. And we've got a great little piece that we put on AmericaTonight.net called What You Missed, and some of our interviews, not all of them, but we'll cherry pick some interviews and we put them up there. But of course you can always download the show, because I've gotten a ton of emails lately on this, one from Splash, one from Jake, one from Bobby, and one from you, Mary. So I'm giving you all a big shout out. Thanks for listening. And they all ask, how can I get copies of the show, download them so I can listen to them later in the day? People that have jagged schedules, or for whatever reason, go to gcnlive.com, gcnlive.com, and you can always download the show that way. So if you miss something, or you want to hear it, or you know you wanted to see what happened on election night, any of that kind of stuff, there you go. More roads leading to the show, and we're even opening up some more roads as well. As soon as the construction is done, I'll let you know. Midterm elections done, and now it's about the aftermath. And tomorrow at the White House, the president is hosting a little gathering of congressional leaders, which would mean you're going to see Boehner and McConnell with Cheshire grins, I'm sure, on their faces as they make their way to the White House. Remember, it's been quite some time since they've been able to do that, because the Senate was, from the Republicans' point of view, was always the obstacle. So if you want to react to, for example, what I think is part of the discussion, we haven't heard very much of this, is what does this do for Hillary Clinton, which is what I said to Ellen Ratner there, in 2016. We just assume that she's going to be the nominee, but does she want to be the nominee? Because now, once again, it's a tougher road for her, given what just happened in the midterms. Will she still rally Democrats? A lot of Democrats, yes, but can they mount the charge they could have mounted before? A lot depends on what happens in the 2 years, but the Republicans get a little bit of that leg up back, I think, because of what's just happened with the numbers in the Senate and in the House, too. And what happens there and what happens to the beauty pageant on the other side of the aisle? Who's running? Everybody's saying they're running. But when that all shakes out, if there's a really viable candidate, it's going to be a much different race, I think, for Hillary Clinton. And if it's some other Democrat, same thing for them as well. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Before we do that, let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey. What's the number one late night show on TV, on radio doing? How you doing?
Good. Boy, it's been a wild week for sure, and now it's just about what's the aftermath going to look like.
Yeah, you know, I think the whole Hillary thing depends on Bill.
You know, really?
You know, I think if Bill can convince Hillary that he will be there standing by his woman, little change on that stand by your man thing, you know, that's going to be it. Because she, like you said, you know, going into an election, if you have the Senate or if you have the House, it makes life a little easier for the person living in the White House. But if you've got nothing and you're that old, because she's going to be older than Reagan was.
Right.
And then you have a husband who is a wild card, to put it lightly, you know, a man who has embarrassed her on the global level. Does she want to be in that situation for 4 years at that advanced age? It depends. It depends, in my opinion, on how bad Bill wants it. He's going to have to really convince her. If he can't do that, you know, and as a woman, you know, you would probably have some good insight on how she's going to feel about that, because, you know, everybody knows what, you know, what Bill is and what he has done. We're talking the whole world.
Right.
You know, that's one thing. And
here's what I think. I think that this is her moment, and she doesn't want anyone to step on it again, because let's face it, in 2008, if there wasn't that last Obama push and the lineup and the vitriol between Obama's camp and Hillary Clinton's camp, because remember, she wouldn't back off at first. They weren't going to back down. I think she would have been the nominee. But instead, they didn't wait. They jumped in, and Obama becomes the two-term president. And I think that infuriated Hillary Clinton behind the scenes, especially when it first happened, because she was waiting for that moment. I think she really, really wants to be president. And now you have what happened in the midterms, and how does that affect what ultimately becomes the charge by the Republicans if the candidate is strong? And I think Bill will do what Hillary wants. I think Bill will be, he's happy, oh shucks, I'm a grandpa. People love him. He'll go out there and campaign and do what she wants to do. But does she want to get beat again? I mean, if there is that danger now. It was a little bit different before. But I think now this swings in favor of the Republicans, and it's a tougher hill to climb now.
So it sounds like you think Hillary still has the fire.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I don't. I think it was put out the other day. But
well, yeah, because you're saying it was put out because of what happened in the elections. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is something to that. But I think she so much wanted to be president and feels like, okay, now this is it. You know, this is her last chance. No matter on the age and everything else, this is it for her. She can't wait. There's no other waiting. So she either takes this flyer or she doesn't. But I think behind the scenes, they got to be upset by what happened, because this hurts. It hurts the chances, and it depends on how strong the Republican candidate is. Who's that candidate? Let me tell you this. If it's Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, boy, I don't know. I think Hillary Clinton escapes maybe with that win.
Maybe. Could be that guy from Wisconsin, though.
Scott Walker? Absolutely. He's a stronger candidate than Jeb.
He's politics is all about talking the talk, but very few can walk the walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's had like 4 elections in 5 years, like 2 recalls, and every time everybody said, oh, he's gone, you know, they got billions of dollars against him, and every time he wins, you know, and that winning record there, you know, when he takes it to the political racetrack, no one is going to be able to compete with that record, I don't believe.
Except for there's one person. There's one person that's gotten massive publicity. Young people like him, and he has political capital, and that would be Rand Paul.
Okay, well, yeah. He didn't have much of an election record.
No.
I mean, he won one election.
Yeah.
But it's true that, you know, all the yippies and the hippies and all the college and all the upcoming people, right? The what do they call this new generation? The millennials and stuff.
Yeah.
They like to side with that libertarian thing. Just, you know, leave me alone. Let me do my thing. Don't get me with too many, you know, moral problems like, you know, homosexuality or pro-life, or just keep the taxes down. Let me do my thing. I see what you're saying. Yeah, a lot of people like him.
And remember, what are you going to try to do? If you want to win the White House, you got to have young vote. You have to have the Hispanic vote. You have to get to the numbers of people that Mitt Romney couldn't reach. And, you know, we could argue about silly things that happened with Romney, because I think the Republicans didn't bank on a few things. But Rand Paul does bring some of that. But how much does he lose? I mean, how much does, you know, Tomas, thanks for up against it, but you brought up a good point. How much do you lose with Rand Paul with conservatives, where they don't like the whole libertarian bent and say, well, wait a second, where's our right turn? We're on this, you know, we're in this cart, and we've been here for a long time, and we're not getting what we really want out of this candidate. You know, it's all about that. It's all about who you can convince. It's all about raising that money. It's all about getting the backing. But it's about winning. And Republicans want to win. They want to win the White House. So if it's Rand Paul, who are you pairing with Rand Paul? Is it Scott Walker paired with Rand Paul? Is it, you know, right now, it's very interesting to see how wide open the landscape is, for sure. Stay with us. Odds and Ends next.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Jason. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com. GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talked about running again. It seems like he pops up when there's a beauty pageant for president for the Democrats, because remember, it's wide open on both sides. Joe Biden is 71 right now, and when he was toying with that idea, and it was just a year ago, I thought, you got to be kidding me. I mean, there's no way that's happening, and he's going to step on the heels of Hillary Clinton. It wouldn't work, let's put it that way. And Jack from Down Under threw this in, and he's right. We talked about this, and in fact, we had John Bolton on the show. He didn't say it when we had him on, but he was toying with the idea of running, and that's a no-go. That would be stunning if he decided to run, and he would not get it. Although I like John Bolton, and you remember he's the former ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and he was a great guest. We had him on actually twice, and he was a great guest the two times that we had him on the show. I really think Rand Paul, Scott Walker, who Tomas mentioned, is getting a little, not a little, has a lot of political capital. The governor from New Jersey, I laugh when I say this, but Christie, who at one time had a lot of excitement around him, I can't see him getting it, but he wants it, and he's going to throw his name in the fray. I know a lot of people around Bobby Jindal, and he's not just doing the lip service thing. He really would like to be considered among the possibilities for president and have his name thrown out there. And then there's, you know, Rubio, Marco Rubio, and everyone keeps saying he can't run. That's not true. I've talked to several people about that. There is a way he can run, and he will do it. He'll use it. And if he could get there fast, he would do the same thing, the senator from Florida, Ted Cruz. But I don't see Ted Cruz, you know, even though he's got some popularity, especially Tea Party, especially with Tea Party people and others in the Republican Party. I think he's somebody in the background now because of a few other people that leapfrogged him. But you know what? That list can change too. If you think of presidents and you think of people that were talked about before the actual president, the actual nomination, a lot of times it doesn't match up. If you were just to go into an archive and look 2 years ahead of what happened with Republicans and Democrats, you would see different people were the heavy front runner or were they the most talked about. And then all of a sudden Bill Clinton comes along, the governor from Arkansas. All of a sudden you have George Bush Jr. come along, not Jeb Bush, who was the one who was talked about a lot more as the former governor of Florida. All of a sudden it was George Bush, even though John McCain, the senator from Arizona, the first time around for Bush, he was the guy that was really getting more of a push, more of the airtime. I mean, you can go all the way back through our entire history from the very beginning, except for with Washington, because he was always the guy. From everything I've read that I can get my hands on about Washington, at first he was kind of the reluctant guy, then he was the absolute guy. But that was it. That was the choice. But you go through everybody else, and you'll find that there are others who got ink, who had the conversation really started, but then they ultimately were not the person who was nominated, and you know, whether they won or lost for either party. Odds and ends, some other things that have been kind of left off the table a little bit because our focus has been so zeroed in on what's happening with the midterm elections. Oh, yeah, there's that ISIS thing happening. We did have Ivan Eland on, who I think is fabulous out of D.C., who has his ear to the ground, and we talked about what's going to happen. Is this going to be another Vietnam? We have all these advisors going, and then all of a sudden is it going to turn into, well, now we have to have boots on the ground because what are we going to do? We can't keep tolerating these beheadings, and then if we see more terroristic acts pop up, is there going to be pressure to send troops into Iraq, which would be, I think, such a huge mistake if that happened. But the top military brass, top commander in this, leading the way in this fight against ISIS, says that the airstrikes are actually working to help erode the group's capabilities, and is saying this is working. He's saying, I want you to know, when you're hearing all these conversations, it's Army General Lloyd Austin is his name. He's saying that this is helping. We feel pretty confident. We're hitting them where it counts, and we're taking out key base areas and things that they need, places that they're trying to control and how they sustain themselves. So we think if we keep doing what we're doing with these airstrikes and where we're focused on, even he's talking about we're focused on the Khorasan group, we're having a lot of success with our impacts, and that there's evidence that we're gaining the upper hand against ISIS because they're now afraid which that's pretty good. But the boys in black, the bad guys in black, are afraid to congregate in any kind of giant formation. Because remember, that was their thing. We're going to march into town and do what we will in that Iraq and Syria swath. But, you know, forget about it. Now they're not doing it because they're afraid that they're going to be aimed at. That means they're taking out their ability to communicate, and they're worried about what's happening. And I think that's great. I mean, if this, you know, this is what they're talking about, the war planes and what they're hitting, which is that's what they're doing, and they're seeing what's going on with social media channels. So, you know, they still have the capability to continue to fight, ISIS does. But how long can they sustain it? And how fast can we get, because it's going to fall on the United States primarily, or the coalition, some of the coalition, how fast can we get the Iraqi military, which is pathetic now, how fast can we get them up to speed? And I think that's part of the reason why we heard that this was going to be a sustained kind of deal, that it was going to be longer than we originally thought. And how many, and this was always my question, do we have a handle on how many ISIS guys there are? I mean, how many of them are running around? Yes, they're recruiting. Yes, foreigners are coming in there. Yes, it sounds like they're big and bad and bold and have been around for a long time, and they do heinous things, the beheadings, and scream ridiculous nonsense about spreading their ways of what the Sharia law, period, and that's it, everywhere. But they say the number of committed fighters is actually lower than what we kept hearing, that it's really closer to somewhere between 10,000 and 17,000. So that's a much different ball game, and it's easier to slice that amount open than triple the amount, the kind of things that we were hearing before. So the more access they have, the closer they get to anything that helps ISIS, and the quicker they knock it out, the better. But CENTCOM is spreading the good word. You know, let's put it that way. So that's a great O&E to talk about, because we don't want any sustained, long, ongoing thing there where we're actually really talking about, geez, now we got to figure this out. We got to have somehow, we've got to get boots on the ground, because to me that would be just, you know, absolutely disastrous. And I don't think any of us have a tolerance for seeing that happen. Of course, if the unthinkable happened, meaning if we were to find that some other terroristic thing happened here in the United States, well, then the gloves are off and all bets are off. I mean, you know, let's put it that way. So ISIS was one thing. Now, the other thing that also we know since August and since the death of Michael Brown really has been part of the conversation, what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, because we still don't have a decision yet on whether or not the police officer who shot Michael Brown is going to be tried for that. The grand jury is supposed to deliver its decision on whether to indict the officer, but we don't know. So, you know, we know that once that happens, you can bet there's going to be a wall of blue all over, because they're afraid of, if depending on what the announcement is, what could happen, and would that boil over again into the streets? So there is a group calling themselves Don't Shoot. That's the Don't Shoot Coalition, where they pop up all over the place. And they released 19 rules of engagement that touched on a bunch of the points of the back and forth between protesters and the cops since Brown was killed on August 9th. Because the witnesses are saying, and some of them unreliable, and some of them reliable, so there's a dispute there, that he was unarmed. He had his hands in the air as if surrendering when he was shot. They say Brown, the cops say Brown, flat out attacked the officer. So wait until that grand jury hands down its decision, which may happen at the end of this week or the beginning of next. Stay with us. We're going to Boot Ranch next.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Listening to America Tonight, and don't make fun of me, I am always striving to work on that golf game, and I say this all the time that, you know, there's nothing like going to a driving range even and just taking a few hacks at a ball. And I have a chance to go to a phenomenal place that you will see one of the holes prominently featured. It's hole number 10 from Boot Ranch. If you get the movie 7 Days in Utopia, and I got to be there in Utopia at Boot Ranch, taking some really big swings, especially on that hole. And in our virtual green room right now, Sean Jeffrey, who is the Boot Ranch co-director of sales and marketing. Mr. Jeffrey, thanks so much for coming on ATN. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, Kate. I appreciate you hosting us here at Boot Ranch and being willing to interview us here. So happy to be on the show.
So let's talk about you for a second, because you played collegiate golf at TCU, and most of the listeners that know anything about TCU, they're thinking football, because now you see how well TCU is doing in football and in basketball. But you had a pretty darn good golf team too, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we had a great team. TCU is you know, had a lot of great things happening when I was there, especially on the golf side. You know, I think football, as small of a guy as I am, I think I could have played center lineman. We didn't have much of a football team back when I was there, but boy, have they turned the program around and put the Horned Frogs back in business and made it a lot of fun. But yeah, you know, golf has always been a big passion of mine. And a lot of that got started through TCU and coming from North Carolina to right here in Texas.
When you, after you got out of school, you had the chance to compete on a couple of pro tours. How tough is that? I think people don't realize how tough it is to make it on any of the tours. It's pretty hard to even get a card, isn't it?
Well, you kind of hit a whole other level of competitiveness. You're right there, Kate, that when you go out, you know, everybody can play. It takes a lot of mental toughness and a lot of work ethic and a little bit of the good Lord directing your path out there to break through. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, I enjoyed meeting a lot of the relationships and going to a lot of great places that the game of golf, you know, takes you to. And, you know, ultimately that's what helped me land here at Boot Ranch and be a part of this special place.
Yeah. Did you get the – Hal Sutton is the man, the behind Boot Ranch, the course. You know, he's a golf legend. I've talked to Hal probably 10 times in my career. What was that like when you first got the call about Boot Ranch?
Well, you know, you look at a guy like Hal Sutton, and he is a legend in the game. You know, he's won 14 times on the PGA Tour. He's played on several Ryder Cup teams. He's captained our Ryder Cup team here in the United States. And so obviously a guy like Hal Sutton has changed his golf shoes in just about every high-end country club really throughout the world. So to have an opportunity to team up with him from the early days and knowing his vision of Boot Ranch, which was to grab bits and pieces of all those high-end country clubs, and kind of his favorite things of each of those country clubs, and to create Boot Ranch from those pieces is really what Boot Ranch is. And his passion, you know, Hal's not in the development industry, but he just had a passion to do something very high-end and do it right. And that's pretty much what Boot Ranch has now become, is his dreams becoming a reality.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mentioned this at the top to because I got to play that course, I saw what hole number 10 was, and I keep saying that was definitely featured in the movie 7 Days in Utopia. And you must have been around for Robert Duvall, who's one of the stars of it, and Lucas Black and Melissa Leo. Well, were you there when they were filming some of this?
I was. I did have the privilege of being here, and you know, it was an exciting time for Boot Ranch and for Dr. Cook and his book to become, you know, hit movie theaters. And, you know, Robert Duvall, what an amazing man he is. You know, I can't say that I know him personally by any means, but just the 3 weeks that he stayed here at Boot Ranch and one of our members' private homes during the filming, he was just about as humble and gracious of a man that you could be around with somebody who's got that much fame and accomplishments.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of an interesting story with talking about the hole number 10 here at Boot Ranch. I remember from day one, Hal Sutton said he always wanted to control the house that was built on the fairway of hole 10. There was only going to be one house. And, you know, he predicted from day one that it would more than likely be the most photographed hole in the state of Texas. And little did he know, you know, 6 years down the road, that it would not only become our signature hole at Boot Ranch, but that a motion picture would be filmed in the Golf Channel with Kelly Tillman and Brandel Chamblee and even Jerry Foltz and probably about 10 of your PGA Tour superstars who have won major championships would all be playing that golf hole and be the final scene of the movie 7 Days in Utopia. So
yeah.
Kind of an interesting story there.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to give people the sense of where Boot Ranch is. It's 5 miles north of a really cool place called Fredericksburg, 52 miles outside of San Antonio, and something like 70 miles from Austin. So the whole idea is you can be away from everything, right?
That's right, Kate. Yeah, I mean, that was part of Hal Sutton's vision as well, is that this is a place that all of Texas can enjoy. You know, I think if Boot Ranch was built in Houston, you'd have all of Houston participating. If you built it in Austin, you just have, you know, the Austin residents. But being here in the Hill Country, you know, this is a little bit of our Aspen, Colorado for the state of Texas, where the temperatures are great. You know, people kind of get out of the busy city life and come relax in the Hill Country. And just a special central spot for Texas.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's a championship 18-hole golf course. We've talked about that. Hal Sutton, of course, you know, the chief architect of that. And you got to give us a tip. So if people are hackers, like I say I'm a hacker. I either look like Annika Sorenstam or I'm a combination of, I don't know, the ugly monster swing. It's crazy when I go out and play. I have to say that, Sean. For people who are just trying to pick up the game or hit some balls, what would you say is the most important thing? And I know this is a huge question. What is something that they can do to tweak their game?
Well, first of all, keep it fun. I mean, that's what it's all about. Most of the golfers out there are 20-plus handicaps. They work for a living. So keeping the fun in the game and keeping it relational is really the most important thing about the game. Now, with that being said, you know, I'll have to go back to Hal Sutton and how he created Boot Ranch, the golf course here. You know, being that your average golfer does work for a living, when they get out on the golf course, they tend to want to help the ball up into the air. So they don't make the proper weight transfer of getting their weight to their front foot through their golf shot and holding their finish. So what Hal Sutton actually did is pay attention to that, being that's the biggest fault in golf, and created 16 of our 18 golf holes here with a tee box that's elevated, so you're hitting actually a downhill tee shot. So by the time you're done playing 18 holes here at Boot Ranch, whether you realize it or not, Hal Sutton has helped make you a better golfer by gravity encouraging you to get your weight to your front foot. So, you know, I would say those are my two key tips, are to keep the game fun and enjoyable and, you know, and to make sure you transfer your weight to your front foot and hold your finish there and enjoy watching that golf shot.
I love it. All right, you got to check out Boot Ranch, folks, if you want to look at what that property is like. And it is its own utopia. Go to bootranch.com. Sean Joffrey, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. You run a great show, and all the best to you and all the listeners out there.
Thank you. All right, by the way, Hal Sutton, I want to make sure I mention this. He played, because I know you think Ryder Cup, you think, oh, the wheels are off. Remember what happened last time. He was actually the MVP of the winning Ryder Cup team in 1999. And I did a little research, and he had, you know, Sean mentioned the 14 PGA tournament wins, and he had some awesome finishes, one over the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods. And Hal, like I said, is somebody at the very beginning of my career where I was doing news and sports and then just doing a sports talk show. I talked to him a bunch, and actually after a couple of those wins, and what a fun, fun guy. And what a treat for me, so I thank the people at Boot Ranch for having me down there. That's how it scared me at 1 second, because I didn't expect it. When we were going off to play, imagine this, because, you know, it's early morning, and I'm not a morning person anyway, so it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 a shotgun goes off, and I turn my back and say, wow, what was that? Well, you know, shotgun start, duh. So I had my first shotgun start. Very, very cool. All right, hang with us, everybody.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.